Recording in progress.
Okay, Chevra, we are continuing our study of Hilchos Nida, and what we've been speaking about are some of the harchakos that involve eating. These come up in Se'if Gimel and Dalet, and then later on in Se'if Yud. We see that the Mechaber quotes the din that you should not eat with her on the same table unless there is some shinui. Yesterday we spoke about whether these dinim are exactly the same in Yerideya Peches as they are over here in Hilchos Nida, Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei. And just if you look it up, I don't know how much to make of this, but the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch over here is consistently a Lashon of Shinui, whereas the Lashon in Yerideya Peches is a Lashon of Heker. Shinui is different than Heker. In fact, so much so, the Beis Yosef quotes in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that if I ordinarily sit over here, my wife ordinarily sits over there, and we switch, or I sit in a different place at the table, so that is going to help in Hilchos Nida. Now, it is somewhat striking. The Sidrei Tahara quotes this Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek in the Piskei Dinim quotes that the minhag is not like this. Reb Chaim Cohen, the Badi Asherah, says no one quotes it, so we don't hold that way. Again, I don't know. It would seem to me that if the halacha is a halacha in shinui rather than a halacha in heker, as we noted, so shinui would mean anything that is different. If I do things differently than I ordinarily do them, so that would count as a shinui. Now, part of this issue of counting as a shinui comes up. If you remember, we spoke yesterday about the machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivid, that the Rambam's of the opinion that the Isser is only to eat at the same plate. The Raivid disagrees, and the Raivid is of the opinion that the Isser is not to eat at the same table, and the Pashtus is that everyone agrees with the Raivid, that everybody holds that the Isser is to eat at the same table, so much so that there are those who say that if I'm eating at the same plate, the heker that we mentioned does not help, or the shinui that we mentioned does not help if you're eating at the same plate, because eating at the same plate is much more chamor, since everyone is ma'achar eating at the same plate. You don't have any Rambam to rely on. Eating at the same table, since you have the Rambam to rely on, so it could be over there, the shinui helps. That seems to be mainstream Judaism. It's worth noting that the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe writes that the practice is that they eat at the same table. No? The Ramah quotes on the Darkei Moshe, I don't remember which letter, but it's somewhere around here. You got to trust me on this. I can find it in a second. Rama writes in the Darkei Moshe that that the minhag is that we eat together at the same table. So that l'cha'ora sounds like he really holds like the Rambam. Haminhag, the chomakum shor isi shalchalas ima shochan echad, avalo bekaira achas. That's what the Darkei Moshe says. That really sounds like the Rambam. He doesn't say anything here in Se'if Gimel that would indicate that he paskens like the Rambam, but the Pashas in the Darkei Moshe say he holds like the Rambam. However, the Sidrei Tahara wakes up, and the Sidrei Tahara says that maybe the Pshat in the Rambam is as follows. The Rambam lived in Poland, he says. Right? We spoke about differences in minhag between Poland and Germany in the tshuva of the Nachla Shiva that we spoke about. The Rambam lived in Poland, and the minhag in Poland was that everybody ate from the same plate. Memela, if you're eating at the same table but not from the same plate, das guf is a shinui. However, in Germany, that the minhag is that they do not eat from the same plate on a regular Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so l'cha'ira, right? they eat from separate plates at the same table. So memela, since it's somewhat normal, that's why you need a shinoi. That's the basic cheshbon of the Sitri Tahara. In other words, even the Rama in the Darkei Moshe is not really paskening like the Rambam. That's what he notes.
But in the context of, like, let's say the plate is like they're not directly eating off of it, but like it's like sort of like a Shabbos would put in like a buffet type of
If I have a plate that is intended for many people to use, for
some.
Let's talk about that for a second. So look in the Taz Os Beis. The Taz Os Beis writes the Kara Achas. He quotes from the Shver from the Bach. There's a Shtus Gadol that they have Chatichos Ktanos on the same plate, and each person takes them and they eat it. And this is a terrible thing. It's mamish a mistake. Nonetheless, the Taz writes. So the Taz writes that if you have a plate and there are big pieces on the plate, and both of you take from the plate and put it on your own plate, so then b'kahai gavna, the Taz writes that you could be makel. So nishala tasha'ela, however, what about if you only have one of these? Let's say you have a...
What? Just big pieces?
If you just have big pieces, or you just have a separate plate, right? Is it going to be mutter? There seems to be contradictory diyukim in the Taz. So the Sidrei Tahara writes that the distinction is really a distinction between big pieces and small pieces. But the Turei Kesef, that's in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, the Turei Kesef and Sifkat and Beis, learns that the distinction is between whether I put it on a separate plate or not. The Nafkamina might be what it says in Igris Moshe, Simen Tzadi Beis, Yerideh Chelikala Simen Tzadi Beis, about, let's say you have a big piece of butter in the middle of the table. Are you each allowed to take from the butter? Or if you have a Lechem Gadol, if you have a big, right? The minhag of people is that you take bread, and I don't know about you, I don't always put bread on my plate, you know? I cut a piece of bread and I eat it. I put it on the table, I don't put it on a separate plate. So you have big butter, you have a big piece of bread. So Rav Moshe writes that me'ikar hadingi could be mekel, but tov lahachmir. That's his lashon. Right? Tov lahachmir. L'chorah, this should depend on the two reads of the Taz. If the pshat in the Taz is chaticha gedoyla versus chaticha ktana, so if I have a big piece of challah that's intended for everybody, I have like a chunk, right? That's intended for everybody, so the issue does not apply. However, if you hold that the heter is only because you put it on a separate plate, so then one could argue that it's usher by the challah and by the butter, that seems to me to be the chakira, but lemaisa the achronim are make on the big piece of bread, the big piece of butter. At least me'ikar hadin were mekel, but it seems to depend on these two reads of the Taz. Yes, sir. Eitan, but he beat you to it. Yeah.
Why would you mekel on the big loaf of bread and yellow and butter?
Because I think because the big loaf of bread, the pshat is that if I eat from the same plate, that's some sort of like an intimate thing. But if it's a big chunk and I eat from the same piece of bread, that's in no way intimate. It's not. It's like too big, right? If I eat her small bit of food, that comes across as being intimate. Like, you know, normally, unless you're a mamash yeshiva bachar, you're not going to like take like the teeny bit of food that someone else chewed on, right? And it don't work like that.
But with the both shavuot Taz, it's not that it's kind of split into big pieces. You're cutting yourself a big piece, and also you're not laying onto your plate. either way.
Well, again, but I think with a piece of challah or a thing of butter, you don't put it on your plate. I think by a piece of butter, what I do is I take the butter off the dish and I put it on my bread and I eat it.
Right, so I thought the Taz said if it's big pieces, right, and you put it on your plate, and you say either it's big, either that's big.
Again, so I'm not sure which part of the Taz is dafka. That's machloksin, the Sidrei Tahara and the Sifsei Levi. Is the part of the Taz that's dafka the fact I put it on a different plate, or is the part of the Taz that's dafka is big versus little? It's
but,
not.
But the challah is neither.
What?
The big loaf of challah is neither.
It's neither. Again, if you put it on the plate, it's neither. But if I don't put it on the plate, many people take a piece of challah, they cut a small piece off the big chunk of challah. You don't put it on the plate, you just take it, you eat it.
You
have
to. Mutter, if you put it on the plate. What? I thought one side of the plate is that when you put it on your plate, it's mutter.
Again, or it could be that it's mutter just because it's a big piece of challah.
But there's no big piece that it's.
If it's a small piece, it's going to be awesome, right? But it depends on what the original thing was. Right? If I have like a serving size for one person, so that's going to be a problem. I remember when I did chassan classes with Rabbi Neuberger back in ancient history, so he pointed out that if you're on a trip and you have a bag of potato chips, that's ki'ilo, you're eating from the same plate.
But that, I understand, the chatichos kedolos and chatichos katanos are not literal, meaning it means things that you put together.
So popcorn is what I heard of. Right, so popcorn or potato chips, same, right? It's a small thing. And the chanan, but in those cases, you're mamish eating from the same plate, because you eat directly from the bag. Let's say you have a bag of popcorn and you take it and you put it down, right? I don't know. It's not exactly clear what the halacha in those cases should be. But basically the main yisod that I like over here is that if the lashon of the mechabe here is at a din of shinoi, so memela, I thought it's reasonable to assume like anything that's not the normal way of eating, and that's the way the Sidrei Tahara understands the Darkei Moshe about eating on the Shulchan Echad, and that's the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, etc. Okay. It says in the Ramah, in Sif Gimel, Yesh Omen, that's Aser La'echa Mishiyure Machol Shalah, just like it's Aser Lishdos Mishiyure Kais Shalah. Right? That you can't eat her leftover food, just like you're not allowed to drink her leftover drink. The Pashtus is, from the Lashon of the Ramah, that drinking her leftover drink is more chamor than eating her leftover food. In fact, the Mechaber quotes the din of not drinking her leftover drink, but the Mechaber never quotes the din of not eating her leftover food. So you get the Pashtus is that for some reason Shiurei Mashke is more chamor than Shiurei Maichol. The Shach says that this is not correct. The Shach writes that the reason why we quote it as Yesh Omrim is because this halacha is only found in Echveis one Rishon. That's why it's not a mainstream opinion. Not that others disagree, but it's the type of opinion that you only find in mentioned in one Rishon, the two Rishonim. So that's why it's going to be a Yesh Omrim, and that's why the Ramah quotes it as a Yesh Omrim. It doesn't mean that it's mamish, an extension of Shiurei Mashke. If anything, according to the Shach, Shiurei Maichol is more chamor than Shiurei Mashke. That's the impression you get from the Shach. Nonetheless, the Sidrei Tahara has a different take on Judaism. The Sidrei Tahara writes that eating leftovers is a problem if ordinarily one eats one after the other. But if ordinarily you eat together, so one could argue that eating one after the other itself is a shinui. Again, we're working within Sidrei Tahara land, that shinui is the main halacha over here. Right? If you do stuff differently than you normally do it, it's mutter. So when it comes to drinking, he says, ordinarily people do not both drink from the same cup together. But people very often will eat from the same plate together. If they're going to eat from the same plate together. So eating one after the other is going to be permitted, no? Because it's different than you normally eat it. But by shiurei mashke, that no one drinks together. Apparently, by the way, the Sifrei Tahara didn't know there's such a thing called a straw. No? If you have a straw, you could both drink out of the same cup together. But the Sifrei Tahara says, no one drinks in the same cup together. That's not the normal way of drinking. If that's the case, it's normal to drink one after the other. That's why it's usur one after the other. That's what the Sifrei Tahara says. Now, it's worth noting that in you get beneath the hood in the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef quotes that the majority of Rishonim are meko on shiurei mashke. He quotes that if you go through all the names of the Rishonim that he quotes, he says the majority of Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Smak, right, the Rashba, the Rush, they do not quote this din of shiurei mashke at all. The Urayim does quote the din. That goes Maimon, he quotes in the Urayim, this halacha. And that's why it makes it to Shulchan Aruch based on the Urayim. Again, Se'if Dalar about shiurei mashke makes it to Shulchan Aruch because it's found in the Urayim, even though the majority of the Rishonim disagree. It happens that if you look in the Sefer Urayim itself, on page Chaf Dalet Amir Aleph, in the Sefer Urayim, the Sefer Urayim Taka says it's Aser, but the notes on the Sefer Urayim of the Toafos Re'im, the two versions of the Sefer Urayim, the Sefer Urayim with the Subavli Re'ov, and the Sefer Urayim with the Toafos Re'im, Sefer Urayim with the Toafos Re'im comments that the Ur Zeruah quotes the same thing, but he writes that the Urayim is Mekel, not the Urayim is Machmir. Okay? And as they quote it's come out the same words, just the conclusion is different. So that would mean that this Ki'ilu nobody who said that Shirei Mashke is Aser. And this leads Chacham Avadi Yosef in the Taras Abayis to say that fundamentally Shirei Mashke should be Mutter, even though it makes it to Shulchan Aruch, but it's a minority opinion in the Beis Yosef. And it's just nohagu lahachmir. It's damazayim minhag. The fact that it's damazayim minhag, so Chacham Avadya writes that there's a case here in the Pischei Tshuva in Os Zayin about, let's say, she's pierced a knee in middle drinking. Or let's say, she comes in the middle. So in those cases, it's ki'ilo hiskel v'heter, and you finish off be'isr. So in those cases, it's going to be mutter. It's mutter ligmar. That's what the Pischei Tshuva quotes. But Kiva Eger quotes that the Sefer Birkei Yosef says that's osir because there's a machlekes hatanoyim in Maseches Trumas about, let's say, I'm eating some truma, I'm a kayin, and in middle of the achila, I notice that there's some sheretz. In middle of my, it's totally disgusting, by the way. But yeah, it could happen, in a cafeteria or something, right? You notice a sheretz in middle of your truma food. So are you allowed to be gomer the achila? So it's machlokas v'blazin Reb Yehoshua Maseches Trumas whether you can be gomer. The psak lahalacha is that we're machmir. So therefore, the Birkei Yosef is inclined lahachmir in this case. But Kivega quotes the Birkei Yosef. He just doesn't give you what he actually says. You have to look up in the Birkei Yosef inside. Chacham Avadya says, even though it's a machlokes, and obviously the pashtus would be the Birkei Yosef is a svaridi, you should beat everybody else. But nonetheless, since the whole din is mikayach minhag, so therefore it's going to be mutter in that situation. Moreover, says the Chacham Avadya Yosef, the shach has a lashon that shiure kois shala is going to be aser, and even if you fill it up more, right, the shach in Eis Tes, even if you fill it up more, she drank from it, and she leaves over a little bit at the bottom, and you add more Coca-Cola to the cup. So the shach says it's aser in that case. Now some of the achrayim understand that the reason why the shach says it's aser is because it's a halacha of davar sheyesh lo matirin. A davar sheyesh lo matirin is not going to be batal if I have something that could be mutter later on. This could be mutter later on. The din of shiurei kos is only l'chaor if it's b'faneha. If she's not here, there's no din of shiur ikos. So it could be mutter later on. So therefore, we don't apply bittul if it is if you just refill the cup. That's the way many understand the shach. If that's the case, let me just finish the thought. Yehudadov, if that's the case, so some of the sperm say that if you fill up the cup, she drank grape juice, and you fill, again, this is disgusting, you add Coca-Cola to the cup, right? So then it's min b'she'en omino, so davash yesha matirin is going to be bottled by min b'she'en omino, and in that case it's going to be okay. That's why many of the achrenim understand the shach. Now, yeah.
How is this a din in bittul? It's not really a din in, like, you know, being usher. It's a din.
Yes. In other words, it's not really, it's going to be usher. It's not like a chetza of isra. It's just like you're not supposed to drink it. So it doesn't sound like the din in bittul really applies. Chacham Avadia has like a whole pillbook. If you want to know what page this is in, it's page 118 in the Taras Abayas volume 2. Chacham Avadia has a whole discussion about this, whether it's a din of bittul, it's not a din of bittul, but then at the very end he like throws up his hand, it's like, come on, this whole din is like a minhag that we're noyig lahachmir, so why are you going to be so machmir like to hold of this shach? Like, it's not really so reasonable, etc. Now, it happens that there might be a source for this entire thing. Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel Mebeis, there's a guy who died young. And his wife walks around to the Batei Knesi, also Batei Midrash. She says, my husband learned Torah, and he davened with the minyan even. And like, he was a good Jew. So like, how come he died young? And finally, Eliyahu Anovi meets them, that's the Pashtas. And Eliyahu Anovi says, Mahu imach bimei dusech. So she says, while I was bleeding, he never touched me anything. Bimei libunech mahu. So she said that achal imi, shasa imi, and we slept together in the same bed, bikiruv basar. That's the way it appears in the in Shabbos Yud Gimel. V'yashan imi bikiruv basar. So when Yohan Novi writes, baruch hamakum shaharavai. The Gain over here quotes that mestama, the baruch hamakum shaharavai, was going on everything. Even on the achal imi, v'shasa imi. That's what the Gain says. One could argue, especially according to the girsa that we have in the Talmud Bavli, that Yashanimi Bekirav Basar, that's mamish, a more serious thing. And it's worth noting that in the El Yeraba itself, in Simin Tesvav, El Yeraba himself writes, this is the Seda El Yeraba. In other words, it's attributed to which of the Tanaim it was about Horkanus and the statements of Eliyahu Anavi. It's like a very funny sefer. So the El Yeraba doesn't have Yashinimi Bekirav Basar. El Yeraba has that Yashinimi Hu Bebigdo Vehi Bebigdo. And the El Yeraba also has a Lashon that Eliyahu Anavi asked her, did he give you the key? Did he hand you a key while you were in Ida? Now, that's already interesting. We had, did you hand the key while you're in Nida? We had that as Rabosav Shel Rashi, right? But there's an earlier source. Eliyahu Anavi is even before Rashi.
Tosfos quotes this, no?
Tosfos quotes part of it.
Not the key part?
I don't think Tosfos quotes the key part. He just quotes Rabosav Shel Rashi, or Mafmir, out a din of Negiya. The Oyarabba sounds like it's Mamish, going to be a problem, but the Pashtus is that those who are Mekal on, right, Shiure Kos, all those who shine them in the Beis Yosef who are Mekal on Shiure Kos, they're going to understand that the last line of the Gemara, Baruch HaMakom Shaharago, is only going on the last case, because they slept together in the same bed, right? And the way the Bavli has it, they slept together in the same bed, Mamish Bekirav Basar. So Baruch HaMakom Shaharago on that, but it could be that the Rishonim who do not quote this din that the Beis Yosef stacks up, they hold that the Baruch HaMakom Shaharago is only on the last case, not on all of the other cases. Oh. Okay. There, the other din that comes up in terms of eating, the harchakas that come up in terms of eating are Se'if Yud, which is based on the Gemara in Ksuk, Eskomalach, Ashisha, Isalabaila, Nida Osa, Chutz Mimzigas Hakos, Shasur Lumzog Hakos. And the Ramah adds the words, Befanov. The Ramah holds that this din of Mezigas HaKais is only Befanov. The Pashtus is, again, I have to admit, I'm not sure if it's the Ramah or if it's the, I did not check in the Friedman Shulchan Aruch. This is a Ramah that appears in parentheses very often. These things that appear in parentheses is like the printer from Shin Lamed Daled. Now from 1574, added like some explanations of his own as part of his Teichberter. I did not look in the Friedman Shulchan Aruch. I'm inclined to think that this is not the Rambam himself, but whoever it is, someone is adding that this din only applies befanav. Okay. What exactly is the din of Mezigas HaKos? So the Rashba is quoted that Mezigas HaKais applies only to Yayin. The Shach notes this Rashban Os Yud Gimel, and the Shach says that the fact that the Bach and all the Poskim Aser even bringing food indicates that we don't hold of this Rashba. Hanir Lofi Anis Daiti, that the Pshat in the Rashba is as follows. Mezigas HaKos Bizman Chazal meant that in order to drink wine, you had to dilute the wine with a certain amount of water. Some people like it strong, some people like it weak. So it's a thing that leads to Kirav Hadas, because I am preparing wine the way you like it. If that's the case, Hanir Lofini Yisdaiti, that the Rashba himself would aser preparing coffee. Because some people like coffee strong, some people like coffee weaker, some people like more sugar, some people like less sugar. Any drink that requires real preparation, I think, is more chamor than a drink that doesn't require real preparation. Meaning to say, just pouring orange juice or just pouring Coca-Cola, the Rashba would be makel on. I'm not sure he'd be makel on drinks that require preparation. Yeah?
I would be masking to that if this was a gezeira from the Rashba. Rashba's teaching up Shana Gemara.
I know.
The Chazal only goes there on Mezigas Yayin. So that's the end of
the but I think the lumdis that the Rashba sings that they aser mezigas yayin because it's like a lovey-dovey type of activity because I'm doing something to your specifications. That's how I understand the Rashba. I might not be correct about this, but I think this is going to be relevant for the following reasons. The Bach asers Hoshata without Meziga, Meziga without Hoshata. Right? Meaning, in Shulchan Aruch it sounds like the din is Bifanav, at least according to that line of the Rambam. And that Lacha'ira should mean that both the Meziga and the Hoshata have to be Bifanav. That you prepare the drink, right, in her presence, and you serve the drink to her while she's there. But if I prepare the food, right, or the drink in the kitchen and I drink it, so one could argue that that should be mutter, and the Shach sounds that way. The Bach says that it's aser meziga below hoshata, hoshata below meziga. But the Shach sounds like you only need hoshata and meziga. At least I'm referring to the Shach in Os Yud Daled, right? The Shach in Os Yud Daled quotes that the Bach and the Hagos Maimni Aser Tarvaihu, right, etc. But Ein Dvarav Mechrachim, meaning even if you have only one of them, it's going to be Aser. That's what the Shach writes in Eis Yud Daled. If that's the case, so we have a stira in the Shach. Because the Shach in Os Yud Gimel quotes from the Tana Dvei Eliyahu, and from the Sefer HaTruma, that Hoshata Levad is going to be Aser. And it sounds like we should be Machmir B'Sha'ar Mashkim as well. Meaning, in Se'if Yud Gimel, you get the impression that the Shach is saying that the Iser applies B'Sha'ar Mashkim, and you get the impression that the Shach is saying that, like the Bach says, that the Isser is Hoshata and Meziga only. But that's so sir what the Shach says in Sifkotin Yud Dalet. So the Achrenim, the Sudri Tahara, the Machtis HaShekel, they all try to be Miyash with the steer and the Shach. Is that Omer Brachov? Is that Omer Brachov? The Sidri Tahara ostensibly writes that Sif Kotin Yud Gimel is not the Shach's own opinion, he's just quoting from the Bach. But Sif Kotin Yud Dalet, the Shach gives you his own opinion.
Okay.
Whatever it is. The Sif Se Levi, I'm beginning to like this book, the Sif Se Levi in the back of the Shulchan Aruch writes that he thinks that the Shach means that by Yayin you have to be more Machmir, because the Rashba asers Yayin, so Mamela by Yayin I'm going to say Hoshata below Meziga, Meziga below Hoshata. But by other things, I'm going to say it's only Aser when you have Hoshata and Meziga. That's what the Sif Se Levi writes as a Yishuv for the Steer and the Shach. If I'm right that it, the Pshat in the Rashba is any drink that's made to specification, so then, according to this Cheshbon, I happen to like this Cheshbon in terms of being Miyash of the Shach. I just think it's more elegant than saying, yeah, in this place the Shach is saying the Bach, and then later on you disagree that. I don't like those types of Yishuvim. I'd rather say a split between Yayin and other Mashkim. If that's the case, so then it would seem to me that preparing a cup of coffee, we'd have to be Machmir on Hoshata B'li Mezigah. But preparing other things is going to be only usser if you have the hoshata and the meziga, if you have the preparation of the food and the handing of the food, both befanel. That's the mahalach I like. I like this Sif Se Levi. I should note, though, 2 points. Is it usser to prepare food? Again, if it's just bringing out a plate for the entire family, so that for sure is not a problem. But if the wife is bringing the husband's plate specifically, so is it usher for the wife to bring the husband's plate? In that case, what you have is only hoshata without meziga, because the food is set up. You prepare the salad in the kitchen, then you bring it out. So then it would seem to be a problem again, unless you have like some of these shinuyim that you use yad smol, karing, keses, right? She doesn't put it down directly in front of you, she puts it with her left hand, right? Or she puts it in the front, something like that. All these things are found in the Gemara. Those who aser bringing the food, l'cha'ira, might say, listen, the kula of hoshata b'li meziga only applies to food or to those items that ordinarily are prepared in her presence. If you have something that's ordinarily prepared in the kitchen, then you bring it out, so then we'll ask a hoshata without meziga. Right? It's the same type of idea that we've been speaking about all day. That the notion here is doing things differently than you ordinarily do them. Preparing food is usually that you prepare the salad in the kitchen, and then you bring it out. So therefore the hoshata alone is going to be a problem. But if it's preparing a drink, like in their times, they prepare the wine at the table, so the meziga and the hoshata should be done together. It's normally done together, so that's why one could argue if you have hoshata without meziga, it's going to be okay. That would mean that bringing food out, the cha'ira would be aser, according to the Cheshbon, because the food is ordinarily prepared in the kitchen. Nonetheless, the Taz is makel. Earlier in the Simen, the Taz writes that bringing food out is considered derech shifchus. Yeah, that's his lashon. It's maisa avdos. It's considered davar sheish bo torach. Anything that is not like lovey-dovey, it's just like an action. Right? It's derech avdos, so that's why the Taz permits it over there. That's an interesting yesod. This comes up later on also in the Simen about making beds. No? About making beds. So, where is it? About making beds. So I think the Shach writes over there. Here, Ois Tesvav. No, where is it? In Sif Yud Aleph, Lahatsiya Hamita. Right, to make the bed is going to be considered derech chiba. But putting the karmic sasais is okay because it's derech, it's considered a torah. That's very similar to what the Taz says about derech avdos, to bring the food. It's not derech chiba. My understanding is, just let me finish the thought, that when it comes to making beds, there's a difference between, you know, when you go to a hotel and the bed is made very nicely and there's like a chocolate on the pillow, so that's considered derech chiba. But to put on a fitted sheet, first of all, fitted sheets like the worst thing in the world. The mamish never fit, no? There's no derech chiba, like schlepping it over here, schlepping that. It's not derech chiba bechlal. That's like the karmuk sasos that the Mechaber talks about. So the pashtus would be that anything that's considered derech avdus is going to be mutter, but kol makom lufi mekomo. Like when it says in Shulchan Aruch that the karmic sasas is mutter because it's a torah, yeah, so fitted sheets I think is mutter. Making the bed all nicely, I would say that's going to be usser, but it's clear from this then that the issue is only befanov. That's what the Mechaber writes. Right? In Se'if Yud, the whoever added the word befanov, it could be that it's not exactly the same, but hayotzei from this, I would say that depends on your society. Whatever is considered just labor, it's not lovey-dovey activity, it's not chiba at all, I would say it's going to be mutter. One of you had a question, Ellie, was that you? Okay. So those are the points we wanted to make in terms of eating. There's another iser I'll make two points. One is that there is, by serving food, there's a kula to do it with your left hand. That's considered a shinui. Would that help in terms of eating together on the same table? Would it help if I eat with my left hand, not with my right hand? That's considered a shinui, no? Maybe according to Rabbeinu Yeruchan, even sitting in a different area is a shinui, right? This is a shinui that's mentioned in Shas. So Chari, this one should for sure help, no? Beferish in the Gemara. So Rav Chaim Kohen is bothered by this kasha. He says, yeah, maybe according to Rabbeinu Yeruchan Mitaka would help, but I'm nervous that in the middle of the meal you're going to forget, right? You're going to end up eating with your right hand. Okay, I don't know how to deal with this. I thought the kasha is actually I thought the kasha is a very good kasha.
What about the beziga? Let's say that was the derech.
Again, so lecha ora, if it's really derech shinoi, it should be okay. But again, what's considered a shinoi? How much of a shinoi? I don't know exactly. Again, my inclination is that whatever is a noticeable shinoi, like I sit over here, she sits over there, instead of the reverse, it's a noticeable shinui, that's okay. You know, if I just happen to, like, you know, mix the drinks, like, you know, a sheva brachas or something, that's not so noticeable. I don't know. There's another din that lishloach l'kol shoyayin is going to be usur, whether it's a kaisho bracha, whether it's not a kaisho bracha, it's going to be usur lishloach l'kol shoyayin. This, of course, brings up the issue what you do about making kiddush. You make kiddush on a Friday night, that's mamash a kosher bracha, right? Even if it's not kosher bracha, to send it to your wife afterwards, that's going to be a problem. So many people have the practice that you make kiddush, you put the cup down, then she picks up your cup and she drinks it. The isser of shiyorei hakos is only when she drinks first, you can't drink after, because the husband is more likely to get carried away. But if he drinks first, she can drink after him. So that's the approach that many people do. I should note that Taisus in Brachas, I believe on Daf Mem Beis, writes that the way to make kiddush is that the person who makes kiddush, right, has the kais in front of him, and everyone else has a kos filled up with their own stuff, and in that way you can have different types of wine, and people can choose what they like better. Not everyone likes this blue bottle. By the way, word to the wise, the blue bottle is mamish, not wine. It is soda with a tiny bit of alcohol content. It's not wine. Not everyone likes that. Some people like actual wine. Some people like grape juice. If everyone has a cup in front of them and fills up their own coast, you solve the need issue. Anyway, I think that's actually a good idea. And Rav Schachter's house, I actually do it like this all the time. I think it's a very good idea. That way, everyone can get the wine that they like. Rabbi Daniel Feldman, in his Sefer on, I forgot which volume, he has an essay about Mishloach Manos. So he quotes that the Satmar Rav, in, you know, there's a discussion between the Trumas Hadeshin and the Manos Halevi about whether Mishloach Manos has to dafka be Ayudei Shaliach. And when Rav Huttner met the Chafetz Chaim, he asked the Chafetz Chaim, how come you quoted this sheet in the Mishnah Brura that Mishloach Manos is dafka Ayudei Shaliach? It doesn't make any sense. Right? And that's one of the official stories in Rav Huttner met the Mishnah Brura. So what's the lumdus of Mishloach Manos dafka Ayudei Shaliach? So Rabbi Daniel Feldman has in his Sefer quotes in the Divrei Yoel from the Satmar Rav, that if I send something to you, Ayudei Shaliach, that is Marbe V'chiba. It shows I care enough, I hire a messenger service, I care enough to get it to you, that mamash shows Chiba. And the idea of Mishloach Manos is to create a sense of Chiba, because Haman Tainar, that's Amefuzar Meforad, and we want to show that there's Chiba, that's the Yisod of Purim, that's Mishloach Manos, and that happens Dafka Yedei Shaliach. Therefore, the Divrei Yoel of Satmar writes that this din of Lishloach La Kais Shoyayin is Dafka Ayadei Shaliach. If it's not Ayadei Shaliach, in other words, if I take the Kais and I bring it to the other side of the table, that's not going to be a problem. I happen to, again, I'm not saying this La Halacha, I don't know, but I think it's actually very geschmack. Because I think that Mahalach, that Mahalach of Lishloach La Kais Shoyayin creates Chiba, that it's Dafka Ayadei Lishlichos, I think that's actually a very elegant approach, and it connects to this Mishloach Manos. Ordinarily, no one understands how the Mishloach Manos connects the Machlekes Trumas Hadesh and the Manos Halevi, whether Mishloach Manos is to prepare for the Seuda, or is the Haros Chiba. Like, no one understands how it's connected. The Chorikon to the Shtikl Torah that Rabbi Feldman quotes in the Divrei Yoel, we understand exactly. It fits in that Ayadei Shaliach is Marpeh, Chiba and Reyes. Okay, gentlemen, what tomorrow we'll have to do is talk about the dinim of harchatos as they relate to the bedroom, and we shall all have a grand and glorious and marvelous day of growth in Torah and Yerushalayim.